This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Those blue corduroy jackets of the FFA have a rich heritage. And here during National FFA Week, I'll share that with you coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
The rich history of that blue corduroy FFA jacket can be traced back to Van Wert, Ohio, the Universal Uniform Company. And it goes all the way back to the early 1930s. The FFA organization was formed as the Future Farmers of America in 1928. Then 5 years later, at the Fredericktown, Ohio FFA chapter, Dr. Lintner there was getting the band members ready for the national convention. He asked the folks at Van Wert Manufacturing, the Universal Uniform Company, to produce a jacket for the band members to wear as they performed at the National FFA Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. At the factory sales department, Walter Tolan there provided Dr. Lintner with a design similar in many ways to the FFA jacket of today. And that jacket caught the attention of all who saw it at that national convention in Kansas City in 1933. The jacket worn by Lintner's FFA band from Fredericktown soon became the official dress of all FFA members. There are some outstanding differences between the jacket of today and the earlier versions. Those vintage jackets had snaps instead of zippers. They had embroidered emblems rather than sewn-on patch emblems. They had square pockets instead of the rounded pockets of today. Today at that plant in Ohio, a computerized sewing machine places the individual's name and office on the front of the jacket, whereas in those vintage jackets, they were embroidered on there, the name and the office, by a hand-operated machine. There are a few more subtle differences, primarily in the way the sleeves and other components are attached by the folks at the Universal Manufacturing Company there, Universal Lettering Company. And the wording, that's a little bit different, too. On the older emblems, it says Vocational Agriculture. Today, it says Agricultural Education. I'll be back after this.